Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is cheering the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that continues protection for undocumented people brought to the U.S. as children. But she told Alaska Public Media it's now up to Congress to pass a bill granting more durable legal status.
I've been one of those that has said we have to address this legislatively. I think we need to do it. So it's just a question of when we're going to get started.
Several conservatives in Congress are blasting Chief Justice John Roberts for writing the opinion. They're also attacking him and Justice Neil Gorsuch for a ruling Monday that says employers cannot fire a worker for being gay or transgender. Murkowski says people shouldn't politicize the court. Senator Dan Sullivan was not available for an interview about the DACA decision. His spokesperson said he was traveling. Congressman Don Young did not respond to an interview request emailed to his office. U.S. fighter jets have again intercepted Russian aircraft flying near Alaska's coastline. The North American Aerospace Defense Command says F-22 Raptors intercepted two formations of Russian bombers, fighters, and surveillance aircraft Wednesday. One of the formations flew within 32 nautical miles of Alaska. The U.S. F-22s were accompanied by KC-135 air tankers and AWACS planes. The NORAD news release says the Russian aircraft entered the U.S. Air Defense Identification Zone off Alaska, but remained in international airspace throughout. It doesn't say where the intercepts occurred, nor where the U.S. aircraft came from. U.S. and Russian aircraft have for years played a cat-and-mouse game in the airspace off Alaska. NORAD said Wednesday's incident was the eighth this year in the region. The Copper River Sockeye Run continues to lag behind projections, and now the much smaller King Run also appears to be tanking. State upriver management biologist Mark Somerville says the Chinook return is much harder to track, but that several indicators are now pointing to a much weaker than anticipated return.
Our estimates are anywhere from, say, 22,000 to 32,000 at this point, but there's enough variation in there that we think we're going to be relatively close to the lower bound escapement goal of 24,000. And then the commercial fisheries harvested just under 6,000. So we're looking at a run, total run size, about half of what was anticipated.
Somerville says the situation warrants harvest reduction measures.
We've closed the Chitna personal use fishery to the retention of king salmon starting June 22nd. And then starting June 20th, we've reduced the annual limit in the sport fishery from 4 king salmon down to 1. And that's to make sure that we can still come in at or above the minimum escapement goal for king salmon.
Somerville says commercial fishing for kings on the Copper River Delta is also being restricted. I'm Dan Bross.